أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله، ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه، والله بكل شيء عليم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that the real day of test will be the day of Qiyamah, and we have to prepare for that and keep that goal in front of us. And we should see how much are we unmindful. Do we ever think of the day of Qiyamah, for which we have been actually created for the preparation of that day? And then again, in addition to that, that on this way there will be various tests and trials that will come to a person. And this is the one of the great beauties of the Quran Sharif. It has explained the problems also and given the solutions also. And various places in the Quran Sharif this has been discussed. Yeah, in a certain aspect Allah Ta'ala has expressed this. And that is that in the way towards Allah Ta'ala, difficulties and hardships will also come. And they will come by the command, by the permission of Allah Ta'ala also. And that is a test for a person. And this is not only for ordinary and simple people like us, but even the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the great awliya, also went through difficult and hard times. And then what is the solution to that? That also Allah Ta'ala has given. So Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. نہیں پہنچتی کوئی تکلیف بدون حکم اللہ کے. That there is no hardship and difficulty that comes to a person, but it is by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Allah sends that and permits that, so that a person is tested, whether it is sometimes in our wealth, sometimes in our health, sometimes family problems, sometimes some other problems, different types of problems a person will encounter and go through. And in fact it comes in the hadith that ashaddu balan al anbiya, the most who are tested are the anbiya. Fal amsal wal amsal, and then those who are close to them are tested more harder, and with difficult things they are tested. So the thing is, when such a test comes on a person, the first and foremost thing is that a person must realize it is from Allah Ta'ala. Normally we will blame somebody else. There is a problem in the house, husband and wife. Husband is blaming the wife, wife is blaming the husband. There is a problem at work, we are blaming a certain person, a certain worker. Whatever it is, we are blaming one another. Whatever problem comes, then we usually play the blame game. Actually it is, we should understand, this is from Allah Ta'ala. And it is perhaps on account, that is again a different subject, because of my wrongdoing. Or whether, yeah, the discussion is, it is a test from Allah. That is the first thing. The second thing is, once we realize that in our hearts, then we won't be fighting and arguing with people. We will know it has come from Allah, and nobody can fight Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can argue with Allah Ta'ala. So the next thing is that we have to make sabr and have yaqeen that we will get sawab on this. That on the sabr that we are making, it is a test, like a student writes an exam paper for 3 hours. It's 3 hours then. But if he had prepared for it, he's going to pass with flying colors. So this test that comes from Allah is going to be for a certain period. Had we prepared for it and we take it wholeheartedly, it is from Allah, I have to make sabr on this, and Allah is going to reward me on this sabr also. Then a person will pass that test. And then once that happens, then a person must be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, and he must appreciate that he got over that test. So these tests are going to come. And at that time, if a person prepared before, and in this aspect also we are very negligent. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبًا. اور جو کوئی یقین لائے اللہ پر وہ راہ بتلائے اس کو دل کو. A person who had his yaqeen on Allah will know this is from Allah Ta'ala. And a person who did not prepare on his iman, then he will blame various other things. The economy at the moment is like this. There are many people flourishing even in the present economy. But then we will blame the economy. We will blame the weather. No customers are coming because of the weather, etc. But a person whose iman was made and knows everything is from Allah. Rozi is from Allah. Some sickness is from Allah Ta'ala. Arguments and fights are from Allah is testing us. So he will know that. And so our iman has to be made. Such a person, Allah promises, Yahdi qalba. Allah will guide his heart. And that person will read, for example, according to some mufassirin, the reality of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And it comes in the hadith that when a difficulty comes on a person, he should read this. And then there is a dua to be read after that, Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina wa khlufna khayran minha. Oh Allah, save us this difficulty which we are in and give us something more better of that. On that then the ayat in front is Ulaika alim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. These are those people that Allah's special mercies depends upon them. And Allah sends His common mercies also, and these are those righteously guided people. So what is required in advance, a person makes an effort on his iman. Otherwise, those who haven't, like people who haven't got iman at all, when problems come, they turn to alcohol. When problems come, they turn to drugs, etc. They go to all wrong things. A person whose iman was made, he will go more closer to Allah. More namazes he will make. More du'as he will make. More sadqa and charity he will give. Because his iman has been made, Allah guides him. Otherwise, then a person, if not alcohol and drugs, he becomes very despondent. And he becomes very sad. And he even gives up going to the masjid, for example. So iman has been made, yahdi qalba. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Or Allah, who har cheez ma'anum hai. And Allah knows everything, what is in the crevices of the heart. What we don't know about ourselves, Allah knows that also. Why really we are doing something, saying something, meeting somebody. Outwardly it's something else, but deep down in the heart there is something else. And Allah knows every detail of every person. Today we find that just with your ID number, they'll go into your whole record. Things what you have forgotten of your life, they will show you that this time you did this, this time you did that, you were at that place at that time. So Allah knows much, much more better everything of a person. And what is the solution when these problems come? Yet Allah has pointed out the problem, and now the solution. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. اور حکم مانو اللہ کا اور حکم مانو رسول کا. Accept the commandments of Allah and accept the way and follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also we will see many people when they have problems, they will tell us, they write about it, we know about it, we advise them start with namaz, go regularly for namaz, etc. Then that person, it doesn't make any sense to him. If he's got a financial problem, he came and discuss it. Perhaps he was expecting 5,000, 50,000 from you. But you tell him make 5 times namaz a day, that doesn't make sense. Yes, if you give him that money, that makes sense to him. Whereas the real solution is now to be obedient to Allah, to turn more to Allah Ta'ala. That we are making our 5 times namaz, a problem has come. Now it doesn't mean we give up our namaz. We must increase, make more salatul haja, give sadaqah, etc. So that is the right way. And then Allah Ta'ala so beautifully explains, may Allah let it go down into our hearts. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فِرْ أَغَرْتُمْ مُورُتْ. And if you turn your faces from this good advice which Allah has given you, then turn to Allah Ta'ala. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. To hamari rasul ka to yahi kaam hai poncha dene khol kar, that to openly and clearly give the message. Like you go to a doctor with a problem, he gives you the medicine, how to use the medicine. Now you have got it, but now you don't use the medicine. So how are you going to get better? So Allah has given you the medicine and He has sent it with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today in the form of Tabligh Jamaat, in the form of advices of ulama, kitabs, etc. which we read, we find our solutions. But if we don't put it into our life, we don't adopt it, then how are we going to get the benefit? So Allah has pointed out our problem also, given the solution also, and told us our state of mind also. That if we don't follow it, how are we going to get the benefit? Then Allah Ta'ala says, remember, Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, uske siwa kisi ki bandagi nahi. It is only Allah. There is nothing really in existence besides Allah. Allah brought things into existence. Allah will make things go out of existence. Allah is the object of life. Allah's pleasure and working towards Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ اور اللہ پر چاہیے بھروسہ کرے ایمان والے. And it is necessary and important that those who trust the believers will only trust on Allah Ta'ala. So that is the thing that has to come into us. So much we must speak this iman, so much we must think of this iman, so much we must make dua for this iman, that this reality comes into us, that Allah alone is the doer of everything, and we must put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. We can take financial help, we can take medicine, we can take advice, but at the end we must know, and at the beginning we must know, Allah alone is the doer of everything. And our heart should be turned to Allah Ta'ala. So this on the way to reaching Allah and preparing for Qiyamah, problems are going to come in our lives. And then how to deal with those problems, Allah also has told us. And we observe that, Allah will guide us righteously, and inshallah we will pass the test with flying colors. So we have to have that yaqeen and iman that Allah is the doer and He alone will do everything for us.